From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hi, Troy.
Good morning. How are you?
Right, we haven't talked more really about Record Store Day. It's a day for record stores. You're a record store. It's your day. What are you going to be doing for it?
Well, it's not what we're
going to be there. I know the answer to this. But
okay, all right. Well, Pep, I brought Pep along today. Pep, who's one of the executives of the company. Pep. Pep actually came along and she brought you a preview.
I've eaten half of it already.
Yeah.
I'm sick of eating too much.
Mike has eaten half a plate of brownies and chocolate chip cookies already.
Out of respect. Out of respect for your baking. There'll be baking tomorrow on Saturday, won't there?
There'll be baking and there'll be free rocket coffee, which is one of our specialities, the free home baking and the coffee that we've become known for.
There is.
It just complements our customers' buying habits as they browse through the crates and fight for their bargains on Record Store Day.
We have over 300 Record Store Day exclusive titles. I think there's a heap more than that.
I think there is quite a lot more than that now that most of the deliveries have arrived.
Yeah, the thing is we're still getting deliveries right up until Saturday, so we're still not 100% sure of the exact breadth of the stuff.
What's the point of Record Store Day? What's the reason for those people who have never experienced it before?
Ultimately, it's buy local. Ultimately, it's like buy your music from your local record shop. That's why it was started. It was started so that people would go back to the stores and engage with the people in the shops who love music, talk about music, hang out there, buy local.
I don't know what my life would have been like if I hadn't been able to go hang out at record stores and talk about music and buy music and just browse through the crates. Let's do that now in this segment we call From the Crate.
From the Crate. Yeah. Right, so what I did is I've just like done my usual thing. I've grabbed a random pile of things. I'm going to hand you a few things.
Quite a random pile you got.
This is random. Okay, there's a nice 7-inch single there.
This is Demon Fuzz.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen them before.
You have. Demon
I've got
Fuzz.
A mouthful of, what are you talking about?
Demon Fuzz, last year, I think on From the Crate last year, we brought in the LP Afrika, which had a...
Yeah.
Now, these are the three tracks that Demon Fuzz did at the same time that weren't on that LP, but are pretty cool. And the coolest one is probably Fuzz Oriental Blues. I put a spell on you as there as well.
It's a 7-inch.
This is a 7-inch, which hasn't been out since way back when. Here's a 7-inch box.
Congo Revolution, Africa, Latin Jazz and Funk Sounds from the Two Congos, 1957 to 73 on Soul Jazz Records.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of 7-inches?
Yep, that's three Soul Jazz 7-inch box sets we got. The other one's a dub plate special, and there's also Punk 45s. So,
Good Lord.
Those are nice. Here's something.
Oh, here's another 7-inch box. Oh, look at this. Oh, we've got one of these to play. Should we play this one now?
No, Eric.
Save it.
We'll save that. Okay.
This is from 1977 to 1980. 9 7s. 9 7-inches from the well-known and very well-respected and exciting band Wire. People who don't know about Wire, tell them all about it, Troy.
Wire started in 1976 in London. They were like mostly associated with the formative punk scene of the time, although they were completely outside of what everyone else were doing. Their first album, Pink Flag, is notable in that there's more than 20 songs on it, and the songs would end when the words had run out. There you go. Now, this other 7-inch.
Good answer, Troy.
The other 7-inch I brought in over there, this one is super exciting, I think.
All right, let's dial this one up. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so looking at it, it looks like an old 7-inch. That's because?
It's because it's an exact reproduction of the only two known copies for a long, long time of Frank Wilson's Do I Love You single. It was recorded in 65 as a demo for Motown. He decided, I won't be an artist, and they never bothered pressing any more up. This year, it became like two known copies for till 1979, when one of the Northern Soul DJs borrowed it from the Motown archive and bootlegged it under the name Eddie Foster, just to like throw people off. Anyway, most people would have heard this tune by now, but to have it in this lovely form, pressed in Detroit, Michigan. Frank Wilson, Do I Love You? We've got a few copies of this. Do you want to hear it?
Yes. I love the song!
Do
the greatest songs ever, that one. I really love that song.
Imagine if it had come out in 65. Okay, by exact reproduction, I mean it's exact. It's like the white labels with the scribble from the mastering, and
that's what I mean. It's like the label on the inside. The what do you call it? The label, is it?
Yes, the label.
as it looks like it's been scrawled all over, and it's all.
Yep.
It's a porthole to another time.
That's right. Even the brown bag with the stamp on it that says
quality control.
There you go.
Now, how do we get one of these?
Well, it's a case of, like with everything on records today, it's a case of first in, first with their hands on them, first served. It's we can't do any holds. We can't do.
I put my hand on it just then.
We can't do holds. We can't do online sales or anything. It's a case of coming into the shop and taking your chances.
Get in there and impulse.
Yeah.
Go with your gut. Go with your ear on this one.
You know what I really love about records today? It's the amount of people that come through the shop and you see them leaving and you just know they're going to go home so happy with go home happy, but as soon as they get home and play the records, they'll be happy.
Sometimes sometimes when I buy a new record, I'm so cocky about having bought it that it sits there wrapped up for ages and I'm just sitting there, look at that, I've got that there, I've got it, I can just play it whenever I want to now. I can just go and play that. Maybe play it tomorrow, maybe play it now. Or maybe I'll just get out of the cover now. I might put it back now and have a little play later on.
See, I can't even get in my front door without taking the shrink wrap off.
Of yourself.
Yeah, I've often taken the shrink wrap off in the car on the way home.
I like to do that too. I like the way it smells.
Yeah.
All right, what's next? We've got
Okay, did I say? I said there was a link.
You said there was a link, and then you passed me this album, the song of what a tripped out psychedelic cover. I'll tell you that for free. This is Axelrod, David Axelrod, and it's called Song of Innocence. This is his debut. Who is David Axelrod?
It is his debut, 1968, this one. It's been in and out of print all over the years. This here's a really nice new pressing that has a huge book in it as well. But I said there was a link.
I'm going to have to just stop you. Okay, here, you carry on the link, and I'm going to read this back of this freaking record.
Okay, the link is that tune we just heard from Frank Wilson. The rhythm section on that is the great Carol Kay from the Wrecking Crew on bass, and the equally great drummer Earl Palmer, also from the Wrecking Crew. So he's on drums. Guess what? Those are the people that are on this record.
Okay,
by
here we
David
go.
Axelrod. Yeah.
With that, I'm gonna just swerve into a different place. On the back it says, William Blake lived from 1957 to 1827, yet his dynamic mysticism and his constant endeavour to break the restrictions placed on man, to reject the traditional case in his search for truth, and to abandon the old clichés in his efforts toward creative change and the very essence of today. Blake was a painter and a graver, a poet, and it was a study of both Blake's art and writings that inspired David Axelrod to compose these seven selections that make up the sweet Song of Innocence.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a little bit above my station. To be honest, Roy, that's a...
Tune it on, you're going to like it.
Okay, let's play it. Let's play a bit of Song of Innocence.
Starts a little bit LA Philharmonic Orchestra, which it is.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
A bit apprehensive because of the tripped out cover, but... Sounds like those drums are playing outside.
Now you're expecting a voice like Lee Hazelwood to come in now and go...
I don't know, what's going to come through now? I've got no idea what to expect right now. So far, this is like has the layers of a of a vintage perfume.
It does. A vintage perfume that Jay-Z might have worn as well.
Yeah.
Okay, my favourite bit is just about to come.
Wow! That's quite cool, isn't it? What an out of it sound.
So now you see.
It's like
why.
Someone's woken up a manatee. Wow, that's a cool.
So this is David Axelrod. This here is actually the title track from his William Blake inspired Song of Innocence. 1968 was his first record, as outside of just his productions he did for so many people.
It's quite a piece, isn't it?
I love it.
What a piece to have in your collection.
So that's there.
Now that's been re-released, is it? Yeah, obviously.
Apart from Record Store Day, I don't know.
Is it a Record Store Day special? Record Store Day special, is it?
Everything I brought in here is a Record Store Day.
So let's go into hack into that pile because it's massive. Let's go. What
have
else
look
we got?
At that.
Betty Wright and the Roots. What do we know about Betty Wright? Is this from Betty Wright the movie?
It is from Betty Wright the movie. That there is a 2LP set. That's one. How about that?
Oh, Miles Davis, a rubber band EP. New Miles Davis? What do you mean?
Well, this is Miles' rubber band session was never released. The title track was stuck on a compilation just a couple of years ago. There's the title track.
And rubber band of life.
Some re-envisionings and some Miles Davis paintings on the cover. I love it. Here's this might actually bring back some memories for you.
Oh, yeah. Dirty old Tad.
Yeah.
Tad, Griffin from the good old early Sub Pop era. So this is not on Sub Pop, this has been on...
No, that one's from mid-90s, I think.
Quick and Dirty, the album by Tad. They didn't give a shit, Tad, eh? Like Grunty. Look at that, Tad. That's your man.
That's
for you.
That's you.
That's for you.
That's you.
Thanks, Joe Guy.
How about this?
Love Tad, eh?
Here's a great 12-inch, the Fishman.
The Beginning of the End by Fishman. Previously unreleased 11-minute version, 1972 Caribbean folk soul single Fishman.
Yep.
Full-length edit of Funky Nassau.
Woo! It's great. What about this?
Oh, Robert Glasper and Kay Trinada. Is that right? Kay Trinada? The
Trinada,
Art Science,
yep.
Remixes? Remixed by Art Science? Wow.
So that there is something I've been looking forward to. Robert Glasper, of course, one of the new greats.
We need to whack into these next two songs. We're going to run out of time.
Okay.
Marvin Gaye, let's get it on. The 45th anniversary. Oh,
I played that this morning.
The red vinyl edition?
Not the red vinyl edition.
The 45th anniversary red vinyl edition. Oh my God! Yay!
How about you play some of this one?
Unitone Hi-Fi. Why? I know the gentleman from Unitone Hi-Fi.
Well, Unitone Hi-Fi, 1995, released an album on CD. For Records Today, there is a special run on vinyl.
One of the greatest EP titles ever.
Wickedness
Increase. So this is what's this? Blah, hell. This is Guiding Star MPLA Burial.
Yep. Which, of course, is the Tapazuki's MPLA buried under layers of Unitone Hi-Fi business.
The increasingness of the wickednessness.
So what they've
done... Of course,
done,
you might have seen them at Laneways, of course, as well.
You might have. I didn't go. So Unitone Hi-Fi, of course, Joost Langveld and Mr. Jim Stinky Pinkney.
So featuring the vocals of Mighty Asterix on this one?
It does. So this has never been on vinyl before.
Cool.
So no one's ever been able to buy this on vinyl until Saturday.
Come on down, Record Store Day.
Take a light look at that.
Oh, Cure fans who enjoy torn down, mixed up extras. What's that? Is this new?
It's the companion piece to this other one I'm handing you.
Oh, of the mixed up, the Cure, look at that. The 2LPD, the 2LP Picture Disc Record Store Day 2018 exclusive. So double picture discs times two, is that right?
That's correct.
Oh, wow, look at all those cool remixes of The Cure. Wow! Wow, two double picture discs of The Cure remixes just for Record Store Day.
And they look real cool, don't they?
They look really cool. Those are beautiful.
The Oh, listen to this. There you have the MPLA buried under there, right there. Somebody says David Axelrod sounds like the Electric Prunes' fourth album. Well, there's a reason for that, and I know that you know that. It was, of course, David Axelrod. Full stop, no one else. How about this?
Well, this is brand new Dr. Octagon, Moose Bumps.
Yeah.
I've heard great things about this.
Now, that's one of the Moose Bumps available. The other one, the RSD Special, which I forgot to bring. It looks like that. It's blue, and it's the Instrumentals album with a CD of the entire album, which you're holding in your hand, and with a bunch of other stuff.
This has been hotly awaited, hasn't it? The Dr. Octagon album?
Yep. I mean, there was something released by something called Dr. Octagon about 10 or 15 years ago, which was Cool Keith and some Australians, so that's no good. This here is back with Dan the Automator. This is the first real... Oh, and Cubit, of course.
Creepy cover.
Creepy. The first real Dr. Octagon release since Dr. Octagynecologist.
Okay, so that's on vinyl?
That's on vinyl. What about this here? This here is one of my favourite new groups, the Delvin Lamar Organ Trio.
Well, this is Delvin Lamar Organ Trio live at KEXP. Now, KEXP just received... Is that the radio station that's got the $10 million bequeathed to it?
Anonymous
$10 million bequeathing.
Now, what are the other...
Now, just while I say, just if there's anyone out there...
Just
thinking
saying.
The BFM could do with it. We could.
Just saying. So this one here is
far
a nice
be it from
one.
Us to beg.
Now, I told you that we apart from giving away the baking and the rocket coffee and that stuff, we usually have other stuff that we give away, right?
There's some awesome stuff there.
Here's some stuff we're giving away. Tell us.
Tote bags. The Clash. A Clash tote bag, a Beatles tote bag, a Pink Floyd, the Animals tote bag, Sex Pistols England with a bulldog on it tote bag. What are these? In case of fire, risk. I like that. Oh, I like that. In case of fire, rescue my records.
On a glossy little card that you can put up on
your
wall.
I like the way you've got there. You can tick 33s and 45s.
Well, no, you can actually write the numbers of how many.
Of how many there are?
Yeah.
Okay. I've only got the 450. Where's the other 50?
There's smart asses say that sort of thing.
But have you heard it on vinyl? Postcard? Yeah. Vinyl makes any room feel warmer. Now that's the truth.
What else did I give you? In that bag, we got some.
And the Savannah cool tote bag that you gave me. To celebrate Record Store Day month on Saturday. These little Jigama Who's here.
Mm-hmm.
Which I used just earlier on to play that incredibly collectible 7-inch of the first track we played, which
Frankie
was
Frankie Wilson.
Frankie Wilson's one. These are little things. What was the proper name for those?
They're just called 45 adapters.
45
adapters.
Boring.
Yeah.
Hey, 45 adapters. Go in the for the big circle in the 45 there. Little adapter there. These ones are special South Bay Record ones.
They are. And,
how cool.
See that one on the left you're holding?
Yeah.
There's a glow in the dark one.
Oh my God! For the nighttime disc jockey! Are we going to play this Wire song?
Let's do it. I mean, I hope. No one thought we were being disrespectful to Unitone because that Wickedness Increase is amazing.
Yep.
And it's great that that's back on vinyl. Well, first time on vinyl.
Yeah.
Now, what can we hear now?
Is this from the Wire box set?
This is the B-side of the fourth 7-inch on that. In fact, the fourth 7-inch they ever released.
How many 7-inches are in there?
Nine.
Seven. Oh, seven.
There's nine.
Why is it called 9-7? Okay, 9-7 is right. 7-9. Okay, right, so this is Practice Makes Perfect.
Practice makes perfect, yes, I can prove it. Business or pleasure, the more that you do it. Please dress in your best things. This course was unplanned. Cause you see up in my bedroom, I've got Sarah Bernard's.
So let's talk about, thank you very much for bringing those in today, Troy.
And, pleasure.
So we are broadcasting live from Southbound Records on Saturday morning from 8 till 11, and there'll be the good friend. Who's the broadcasting there? Is that Sam and... Sam and Spurbit Dan are brooadcasting live from Southbound Records. And then there'll be BFM DJs, including myself, Tina Turntables, Matthew Crawley, Dubhead and Stinky Jim, all throughout the day playing at Southbound Records. You're going to open a bit early, Troy?
Yeah, we usually open a bit later, but we are opening at 9 o'clock. And judging from previous years, when we've had quite big lines outside from even before I get there. So 9 o'clock we open. I think that the thing to remember about it really is it's basically like any day in a record store, it's supposed to be fun. You're supposed to feel good about what you buy. You're supposed to be happy when you go home, you know, rather than don't get caught up in any sort of sale frenzy that you see on TV. That's not the thing. You don't need to be fighting.
One day only.
And the other thing is, of course, Stinky Jim is going to be there and he's going to be playing. You're not going to want to be seen by Jim without a copy of the Unitone Hi-Fi album, are you?
Good on you, Jim. He knows how to sell records. Hey, have a great record store day, and I'm looking forward to playing up there. I'm looking forward to listening to BFM being broadcast from there, and thanks so much for bringing that stuff in.
And these, did you like those?
I certainly enjoyed the baking. I think everyone heard that. Thanks very much. Thank you, Pip.
Thank you.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.